We do this to remember Jesus, amen?
Amen.
I do that at at home with my wife, and to bring into remembrance. What do we remember about Jesus? Well, that's the reason why we count our blessings. We're blessed with compassion and peace. We're blessed with faith. We're blessed with the anointing. We're blessed with knowledge. We're blessed with wisdom. We're blessed with the healing and all that stuff. We're blessed by Jesus. We bring that into our remembrance because all of that, the Holy Spirit wants to manifest in our lives. As we take this, we are on this journey of life. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit wants, the Lord wants us to talk about the Holy Spirit this morning. And that's what we're going to talk about. And just to bring to our remembrance, some of you probably already know this, but you can always get refreshed when you talk about the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you have a testimony? She's doing lots better. Lots. By his stripes, she says he's healed. His stripes, she's healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes healing is a process, and sometimes it's immediate. Sometimes miracles happen right away. And we got a God that sometimes changes his thinking. And they say, well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, you remember the prophet was sent over to, was it Hezekiah? He said that to get your stuff in order, you're going to die. He didn't even get out through the courtyard. And Hezekiah was praying and said, I'm this and I'm that. And God honored that. And he sent him back and said, tell him he's going to live now. He gave him 15 more years. And so can prayer change what's happening in your body? Absolutely. There's a lot of people who are on the deathbed with a death angel around them, and they accept that death. Maybe they want to go home. Maybe they don't want to stay here no longer. But if you want to stay here longer, if you'll pray, you'll change the situation. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to start, if you would, Jerry, please, in Genesis 1, 2, and 3. Chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Hallelujah. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. You know, he's not a dove, but he does hover at times, and he was waiting for God to speak. Then he was going to bring to pass what God spoke. You'll find that, we're going to look at some scriptures, you'll find that all the way through scripture, all the way into the New Testament, that he only said what he heard the Father say. He only brought forth what he heard the Father say. So we're going to look at that, and so, and then God said, let there be light, and there was light, and the Holy Spirit brought it forth. I want to just amplify that a little bit. And so I want to go to John 16, 13. We'll go back to Genesis, but John 16, 13. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 16, 13, you've all seen it. And it says here in 13, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears. You see, that's the same thing he was doing in Genesis. Whatever he hears. And so he hears from the Father. Then he takes from Jesus and gives to us what he hears. Now the Holy Spirit is in us. The gifts are in us and the fruits and so on and so forth. But we are not the ones that have the authority. It's the authority of God in us. God working in us. And so that must be balanced in our thinking in the renewed mind that it's not our flesh or not us doing it, but God in us is working in us. And so the Holy Spirit is waiting to hear. He's not going to do it on his own. Back in Genesis, when God said, let there be light, he was hovering and he brought forth light. Can you see that? And so the same thing happens today. We must never forget that it's the power of the Holy Spirit in us, taking from Jesus and giving and working it through us. As he hears, Not as, see, we don't do things. People think they do things. Their flesh does things. But it's as God working in us. It's not us. It's God working in us. If that's not balanced in us, someday we're going to start praying for people and nothing's going to happen. You know why? You think you're doing it. So God wants to remind us that the Holy Spirit will bring forth that which he hears. And he's not waiting to hear from us. He's waiting to hear from the Father. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will tell you things to come. So we're going to go to one more place to amplify this a little bit more now. 1 Corinthians 12:6. Hallelujah. Now in 1 Corinthians 12, the Holy Spirit's mentioned, the Lord's mentioned, and God's mentioned, the Father. But in 6 it says, there are diversities of activities, excuse me, but it is the same God. We're talking about the Father now, who works all in all. So there's diversities of activities. There's many, many activities of God, you see, that the Holy Spirit wants to manifest. That's the reason why the body don't function and feel or don't receive, because there's a variety of activities of the Father. Amen? And so when you see Kuhlman, she operates in miracles. But there's a variety of activities that the Father wants us to experience. But when he says to the Spirit will bring that forth. But variety, we can go over to a store and we can get a package which has a variety, maybe has 6 or 7 things in it. We haven't even tapped into the things that God the Father wants to do. We haven't even tapped into the things that the Holy Spirit wants to take from Jesus as he hears and give to us and let us experience the power of God, the love of God. So there's activities of the Father God. But the Spirit of God is not going to do it until he hears the Father say it. And then he'll activate that. So we have to be open to the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit, not flowing in the flesh, but sowing to the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is hovering, or he's in us. And he's a purifier. Say, he's a purifier. Have you ever wondered why one person would get saved and all of a sudden they don't drink, they don't smoke? If they have sickness in the body, is gone? Because the Holy Spirit, they allow the Holy Spirit to purify them. Some people still hold on to it because they don't allow the Holy Spirit to purify them. But the Holy Spirit is a purifier. He's a person. He actually has a spiritual body. And God wants us to understand that he's in us. Listen now. To teach us. Now, some of the activities of the Father is this. You don't have to be in ministry or in the fivefold to get the blessings of God. Abraham was not in ministry or the fivefold. Yet God richly blessed him, didn't he? And that's supposed to be ours. So you don't have to be a pastor, an evangelist, a prophet in order to get the promise of Jesus. You surely have to be born again. But some of the activities of the Father would be this. Listen now, a variety of package. That the Holy Spirit will anoint your marriage so that you can have a good marriage, a successful marriage. Just like he anoints a pastor, an evangelist, a prophet, he can anoint you to have a good marriage. That's some of the activities of the Father. A variety of operations of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And he wants to bring that forth. He wants us to have victory, and he can have you have a large business, be very successful. You know, I'm not jealous of Romney. Romney's worth, I guess, $40 million. I'm not jealous of him. I think that's fantastic that people in America can start with nothing and wind up worth $40 million. Or many of the other wealthy people. There's many people in ministry who have a heavy anointing on them, but have no money. God has I have to find out, what is he squeezing me down to do for his glory? What activity or what variety of things does he want me to walk in? Because whatever I walk in and the Holy Spirit releases that in me, you are going to be blessed. Amen? So you can be very successful in business, and you don't have to be a pastor, an evangelist, and so on and so forth. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will teach you how to do that. And some people, listen, saints, God wants all of us to be taught by the anointing. Because God has a variety of activities, a variety of things he wants to operate. And one of them is having a very successful marriage. And the marriage couple does not have to be pastor, evangelist, and so on and so forth. You can just have the anointing teach you how to stay together, how to agree, how to touch, how to speak the word of God. So there's a lot of activities the Father wants to do in the body of Christ. And the anointing, which is the Holy Spirit, wants to teach us as he hears from the Father. So if I'm seeking in the word of God how to be married successfully, and I'm seeking what speaks of marriage, the Holy Spirit will anoint me at that moment because I'm seeking it, so I'll have a successful marriage. And I'll have victory over Satan, because Satan has come to rob and steal, and he wants to destroy marriages. He wants to destroy your mind. I want to have a good mind. So as I seek the renewed mind from the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will anoint me, taking from Jesus and giving me the mind of Christ. He will do that for us, saints. So in Genesis, he was waiting for the activity of the Father. The various activities, and every time God said, let there be, the Holy Spirit brought it forth. So if you and I are seeking the word of God, whether it be healing, a marriage, a good mind, or something that, and you seek that, you don't have to be a pastor now. You can, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will teach you how to be successful in that. So if I want to get rid of oppression, depression, anger, the Holy Spirit will teach me to curse that root, whatever I'm connected to. And never go back to it. And be rooted in Christ. See, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, the Father, has many, many activities. Various, just all kinds of supernatural activities that we've never experienced. Every bit of it is in Christ, it's in Jesus. But many, let me tell you, I don't know if you can understand this or receive this. Listen, let me tell you something. I've tried to get this across to people for years. I was telling people Friday night, and Brad was helping me. I started at Friday night services in 83 in Colorado Springs, so something like 30 years, something like that, that I've been doing Friday night service. Then we had a Sunday after that. And I kept growing in the Spirit, and every time supernatural things would happen, people would leave. It's really strange. I had a testimony of somebody who came to church here who got completely free in what the person was going through, and now is going to another church. See, that don't bother me. It bothered Benny Hand. We all tried to figure this out. Why you got healed here and why you're over there tithing over there? See, it don't bother me. You know why? I want to be in that activity. So I must allow God, if necessary, to take him to a different place or her to a different place, if it's God moving them. Amen? So I've been 30 years doing Friday nights and everything else, and this is what I've been trying to get across. One of the things, not all of them, but one of the things. One of the things is, if I give you a prophecy, a word of knowledge and word of wisdom, and let's say weeks and months, I was telling Dan this morning, and weeks and months and even years go by and nothing happens. Your first thing you're going to do is trying to attack me. But listen to me. When Jesus gives a prophecy, and the testimony of Jesus is true prophecy, when he said these signs will follow the believer, that's a prophecy, and those signs are not following you, guess what? If you can't get that to work, that prophecy work in your life, how are you going to get the prophecy I gave by the Spirit of God to work? People have a tendency to push aside the second teaching of that, in that there's many prophecies in Scripture, you see, that comes from Jesus or the Holy Spirit that's not working. But when I give a prophecy and I speak a word of knowledge, wisdom, or prophecy, and there's a lot of activities of the Spirit of God in my life, doesn't always mean it's an ongoing thing, but there's many activities that happen with the Spirit of God in my life. So I may see somebody and be moved by the Spirit of God to give him or her a word, and then time goes by, they leave the church, they say, that guy don't know what he's talking about. Yet they can't get the prophecies of the word to operate. Well, the Spirit of God flowing me, you won't get that to operate either. You know, you have to examine yourself. You have to look at yourself. See, the generals looked at themselves. And they walked in the activities of the Father. And the Holy Spirit would take from Jesus and manifest it through these generals that came before us. And there was all kinds of supernatural activity of the Holy Spirit going on in their life, in their ministry. Yet, you find it down to one thing. One individual walked truly in the true gift of faith. And Kuhlman walked in a lot of miracles. And listen, but there's many activities of the Father. A variety of things. Once we get saved, we sometimes speak in tongues and we leave it right there. And yet there's a variety of activities that the Holy Spirit is waiting for the Father to say to manifest it in your life. I'm talking about true, pure, holy activities of the Holy Spirit in your life. But first you're going to get purified. You're not going to have the same old stinking thinking. You're not going to believe God over here. Well, I don't believe that over there. No, I don't think God does that. But, oh, I believe this. And we usually believe in money, but we don't believe in other things. So the Holy Spirit, this is just a beginning of bringing a revelation of the Holy Spirit and what he should be doing in our lives. He don't do it on his own. He didn't do it in Genesis on his own. He done what the Father, he heard the Father say, and he brought forth that. You see what I'm trying to say? And then in John 16:13, he didn't do it on his own. It still carried on. He's still working the same way. And then in 1 Corinthians 12, there's many activities of God the Father. A variety of supernatural movings of God that only are brought forth by the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit hears it. That's why we don't see an awful lot of stuff in churches today. We've slipped back into religion. We've been seduced by demons to get away from that. Because you know why? Supernatural things, empty churches. Now that may sound strange, but it does. Now it doesn't empty buildings where you're holding that kind of service and you advertise that. And they come to get healed or whatever. They come expecting that. But in the body of Christ, we're very judgmental. And we all think we got everything down pat. And so if something strange happens over here, did you see that? I don't believe that. I wasn't raised that way. Well, you was raised the wrong way. You got to be raised by the Spirit of God. And you got to get rid of all the stuff that you're taught that comes against the Scripture. Because you'll never get into the activities of God. You'll never experience God. And someday we'll all stand before Jesus and we'll all have that question. Well, how come this didn't happen? Because you lean to your own understanding. You lean to religion. You walked away from the supernatural move of my spirit. You walked away from my activities. You know why? They didn't line up with your thinking. They're not supposed to. Faith is things not seen. Amen? And so the Holy Spirit is waiting. And you can see it through Scripture. There are diversities of activities, but it's the same God, the same Father, who works all in all. See, God's wanting us to have this wonderful experience of his peace, his supernatural realm. But because we don't think like God, our natural mind, we kind of reject a lot of things that are being taught and preached. So God finds somebody like Smith Wigglesworth, whom God said, go punch him in the stomach. He's got a demon. And Wigglesworth would go over there and punch him in the stomach, and the demon would leave. And the board on Wigglesworth would say, oh, my God, I'm not hanging around that guy. He's going to get us all sued. He showed up late one time, and there was a woman who was supposed to have been still alive up in the bedroom upstairs, and he showed up late. And the woman said, you're too late, he's dead. It's like Lazarus type of thing. You can do the same thing. And they were complaining, oh, you're late, Jesus. You delayed it 4 days or whatever it may be. So Wigglesworth said, God sent me here. He went upstairs, dragged her out of the bed, and slammed her against the wall and spoke life back into her. See, we don't get into these activities no more. We don't see the Spirit of God moving us to do that. You know why? If he was to tell somebody to pick up that dead person, slam it against the wall, and you was in this bedroom, you'd say, that's not God. I ain't doing that. My God, the family would throw me out of the house. Well, first of all, you get the family out of the room. There's just you and God and the dead person. The dead person can't argue with you. So whatever's going to take place, the next step, you see, the person's going to open his eyes. I know, because me and my wife raised a young baby from the dead one time. It's a true story. It hasn't been an ongoing thing. But we had a baby die in our presence, not our baby, but someone else's baby. And the eyes went up in the head and it turned purple and stopped breathing. And she ran down to a desk. It was in a motel and we were visiting somebody. And me and my wife went right after her, and I grabbed the child and my wife started praying in tongues and I started praying in tongues. And all of a sudden the baby's head was limp like this. It lifted his head and coughed and reached out to me. It's not something you can do. It just happened. Because I can just say God saying, Ellery's crazy enough, he'll do it. Now, God didn't say that. That's just me saying that. I got a letter one time, a call, I should say, and the guy had his mother in a freezer down in New Mexico. And they wanted me to go down and raise her from the dead. I got home and played that thing on the answering service. I said, Betty, you ain't going to believe this one. Come here. You know what happened? This pastor friend of mine in the Springs, they called him. They said, no, I ain't doing it. Call Mayo. He's crazy enough. He'll go down and try to do it. That's how he guy arrived at knowing me. So he finally called me. I said, why, how old is your mother? He says, she's 80-something years old, and she was an Assembly of God pastor, and I got her in a freezer, and she's really hard and stiff, and I want you to go down and get her out of the freezer. I said, you kidding me? Huh? I said, I ain't doing that. He said, well, Pastor so-and-so said you're crazy. You go down and do it. I said, I can't do nothing. Jesus has got to do it. Putting my hands on an old cold ice cube. He shows up at church. He said, I'm still waiting. She's still in the freezer. This is a week or so later. He's sitting in the front, and I said to myself, I wonder who that guy is. And after I said, if I met you before, yeah, he said, I talked to you on the phone. You're supposed to go down and raise my mother from the dead. Well, you know why he wanted her raised? Mama would tell him when to go to bed and when to get up and feed him and press his clothes and everything else. Now he didn't know how to function without Mama. I said, you know something, bud? Leave Mama with Jesus. Grow up. But I want to see these things happen with God. But I want God to tell me. I don't want some clown coming up and saying, I got her in a freezer down in Mexico. Now, I have a pastor friend of mine. This is a true story. His wife just died. 6 months ago, I guess it was. And he kept her in a place, the undertaker did, for 4 days. And he went down there every day for 6 hours and prayed for 4 hours, whatever he did down there. And he came to visit me in the office, and he said, it didn't happen. I said, but I don't know what to tell you. See, I really think when you're going to get into that, God starts training you, and these things happen supernaturally, like the baby with me and Betty, you see. And then somewhere down the road, you see, something happens again. God brings it into you, and God tells you to do something, and you bring have a remembrance of what happened with the baby, and you do the same thing that is going to happen over here, and the person's raised from the dead. I think there's a Holy Ghost school. There's many activities of God, but it's God working in us. See, we want to demand things and everything else. And we always get into a place where we think we're doing it. And that's when it never happens. God wants you to know there's many activities. And he's going to let the Holy Spirit know. If you'll prepare yourself, saints, I'm telling you, there's a revival coming. Way better than Azusa Street, way better than Wigglesworth, way better than the Generals. I'm talking about anybody who walks through the door is going to be healed. Anybody who's in darkness that comes through the door, I believe they're going to come out of the bar rooms. I believe they're going to come out of the back alleys. I believe prostitutes are going to come in and get saved. I believe there's going to be a mighty move of God's hand. I believe the resurrection power, we'll see it as God says it then. And the variety of activities of the Father God by the Holy Spirit will rise up in us, and we'll go forward in the name of Jesus, setting the oppressed and the captive free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Mighty God is right. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, was involved in creating us. After his likeness, his personality. Hallelujah. God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion. See, I don't understand this. We are kingdom sons and daughters on this earth to take dominion. Not the devil taking it, not sickness taking it, not poverty taking it, but us taking dominion. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I'm a kingdom agent of my Father God through Jesus Christ. I will take dominion over sickness, disease, demons, principalities and powers, oppression, depression. I will set them free by the power of God in me. Working through me for the glory of Jesus. He wants us returning to it, saints. He wants us to experience the activities, the various things that God has stored up through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that's never been manifested. Because we've all shut it down. Greater things, she said. Hallelujah. Then God said. See, then God said. Then God said. The Holy Spirit wants to bring forth what God said. Everything in Jesus is yes, yes. God said. Amen. And God said, let us make man in our image and according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And yet we got flesh-eating diseases going on. We got all kinds of AIDS and all kinds of different. There's these little bugs overseas that's biting people, and they're having the same effect as somebody who would have AIDS would have an effect to the HIV. 27 million people have died of that. 27 million. We ought to thank God every day we ain't got it. Or we ain't get flesh-eating disease. Say, sickness. You ain't living in my body. I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. The anointing will break the yoke. And I'll walk in freedom, in the riches, in Christ Jesus, in the heavenly places, in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah, praise God. Take dominion, take dominion. 1 John 2:20. See, when you learn the anointing and learn the Holy Spirit, you can have victory in your finances. You can have victory in your marriage. You can have victory over your children. You can have victory over your grandchildren. You can be financially blessed. And you don't have to be an evangelist on television or something like that. You don't even have to be walking in the fivefold. If you're saved, you have an anointing. Say, I have an anointing. And that anointing wants to teach. Just like when the Father said, let there be light, he brought it forth. Amen. And now he's saying, back there in John 16:13, the Holy Spirit is waiting. You see, what stops the move of the Holy Spirit is our minds that's enmity against God, that don't want to walk in an area that we don't understand. That's right. Hallelujah. When I went around last week and prayed over people, I prayed for my daughter and the son, her husband. The little one was standing there after I left. He was feeling God. So as they sat around the table, my daughter was sharing with me, Jeremiah says to Josiah, you should have been in there. Grandpa was going around saying, power, power. Josiah says, I knew I should have stayed there. See, they've been raised in this. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One. And you know all things. You see, God wants us to know the activities. God wants to experience God. God wants us to experience the Holy Spirit. And you have the anointing. God wants you to experience a great marriage, financial blessings. And that doesn't mean everybody's going to be a millionaire. But some will. Hopefully they'll come to this church. I mean, Romney ties into his church. Whenever that is, praise God. But anyway, would you like to get the tithe off in 40 million or a million or whatever it might be? But you see, I'm not against these kind of people. What's his name in New York? What's his name that owns all the hotels? I'm not jealous of him. The guy made the money. Everybody in here has the opportunity to make money. And the anointing can teach you how to do that. We ought to be blessed people. Me and my wife are blessed. We wasn't always blessed. I can remember one time we had nothing to eat, and we put spaghetti sauce on cornflakes. My kids thought it was great. The trouble is, we ran out of the sauce, we ran out of the cornflakes. I can remember one time I jumped over a fence and stole oranges to eat. This is a true story. Where's God? He's in the oranges. We wasn't always this way. I can remember one time me and my wife would have to go on a forced fast. Our checks didn't come until the 3rd. We had nothing left on the 29th. I took the kids shopping, man. I handed them all a banana. Eat that. We've been through some tough times, saints. It's not tough now. It's tough in spiritual battles and everything else because I've allowed the Holy Spirit to teach me God's way. I've allowed the Holy Spirit to purify me in my stinking thinking. I want to change. I want to walk in the new things. I want to walk in your blessings, Lord. And now we can sit there with a home and money in the bank and an automobile and refrigerators full and all the kids, my family are all blessed. Hallelujah. See, that's the activities of God. God wants to, if you're not going to be a pastor or a fivefold, God still wants to bless you. He wants the anointing to teach you how you can be successful. The only requirement is to get Jesus into your life and let the Holy Spirit teach you. I keep using Romney, man, because he's a good example. He's all over the boob tube. $40 million, a lot of money. And he earned it. His mom and dad didn't get it. He earned it. Why would the president want him to split it with us? What's the matter with these people? This is the activities of God. And there's many, many, many Christians out there who are blessed, blessed, blessed. I know some of you don't believe in Mike Murdoch. My mother used to call him Slick Willie. That's what my mother did. The man really, really gets blessed in a lot of areas, man. But people just, you know why it doesn't work for us? You know why? It's not one fits all with God. Listen, saints, if you think everybody's going to be a millionaire, you'll be sitting like a bump on a log 30 years from now wondering why. But some will. He had a program on TV yesterday, and I was watching it, man. And he went way back when he was a young man. He started giving $100 and $200, and people were giving him suits and brand-new cars, and he got 150 watches 1 month. Someone gave him 3 brand-new automobiles. But you see, he's trying to make it like everybody's going to have 10,000 suits, and everybody's going to have 5 or 6 cars, and everybody, some will. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But you know, there's a lot of activities of God. Maybe there's people sitting here right now who God has planned for you to be a millionaire. But you got to learn. You got to let the Holy Spirit teach you how to do that. Maybe you need some purifying. Maybe you need your mind cleaned out. Maybe you need the mind of Christ. Maybe you need to get over oppression, depression. There's some people here who talk to your wife like she's a piece of dirt. You ain't never going to get anything from God if you keep talking that way. The trouble with men is they don't want to be sensitive like women are to things. That's the activities of God. He wants you to be purified. Get over yourself. If you didn't want to be sensitive to your wife, you shouldn't have got married. See, that's what God's saying. I want to see you be victorious. I want to see you get yourself purified. I want to see you walk in the purity of the Holy Spirit and the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to see your mind free. I want to see your marriage blessed. I want the anointing to teach you about that. That you can have the victory in whatever you set your mind to do through the Word of God. See, the Holy Spirit is waiting, saints. He's hovering. He's waiting. He's waiting. And the Father, as you allow the Spirit to purify you, and the Father is going to speak, and there's going to be some supernatural funds released into your life. There's going to be some supernatural gifts released into you. But one don't fit all. My calling may be just like this. Your calling may, finances may be. But don't send me a letter or a postcard from Hawaii. Yeah, wish you were here. Send check. And I'll be over. So we all have an anointing. You have an anointing. It's the same Holy Spirit from the Holy One, and you know all things. Because it comes through the activity of the Father. It comes through the Spirit of God. He knew how to bring forth light. He knew how to join the creation of man. The Holy Spirit did. He knows how to take from Jesus. He knows how to flow in the supernatural. He knows how to raise the dead. He knows how to open blind eyes. He knows how to cleanse leprosy. He knows how to heal allergies. Amen? Hallelujah. 27. But the anointing, you see, listen, saints, whatever you pursue, if it's not the fivefold, if it's marriage or business, listen now, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, say all things. Say, I'm seeking the kingdom. He's adding all things to me. Because the anointing will teach you how to flow in all things. Excuse me. And it's true, it is not a lie. And just as it taught you, you will abide in him. Oh, I'm talking about saints. The Holy Ghost wants to release some stuff. Amen? God's activities, when you saw him in Genesis. See, a lot of people say to me, what do you think about? I said, I don't think nothing about Genesis. That's God's business. I mean, was it eternity? Was it the beginning? Was it the middle? Was the earth still here a million years before? I don't care. What I don't understand, I just accept. And I preach it. Are you listening? We all want to dig in there and try to figure things out. Well, why did God do this? If he wanted you to know, he'd let you know. If you don't know, shut up. Just defend the word of God. You know, it's not wrong to say to somebody who asks you a question, I don't know, ask God. He wrote this thing. I didn't write it. See, I'm not embarrassed to say that. Well, what do you think about the tree, us staying here and then going up and meeting Jesus? I said, well, hey, be quiet. I just want a relationship with Jesus. I just want to occupy until he comes. I ain't got to know all that. Amen? I couldn't know it anyway. Diversity, variety. God the Father has many different activities which the Holy Spirit hears and does. The anointing will teach you all things. That's the Holy Spirit. See, it's not God, it's us. We want God to do things we understand. God wants to do things in the supernatural, which we don't understand. What pleases God is faith. No matter whether you understand it or don't understand it, if it's in the Word of God, it's God. Amen? Praise God. You ain't got a turkey on or something, do you? I thought I could smell a turkey bird. Hallelujah. Well, are you blessed?
Yes.
I am. I always preach till I'm happy. When I'm happy, I stop. I should start in happiness, but I don't always start in happiness. I get happy halfway through. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Remember now, the Spirit of God is waiting. He wants to hear, and he wants to take from Jesus and release into us. And God the Father has many, many activities. Wouldn't you like to have a business idea? And you have no money now, but you have an idea. And God opens doors for you to put that idea to work, and all of a sudden, you're receiving royalty checks. Millions of dollars are coming in. If you go to Hawaii, go by the way of creative faith. You can come in that door and drop in that box and go out that door. I have big ideas. But maybe God won't make me a millionaire. Maybe he's laying it on someone's heart. You better be obedient. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, somebody just thought, well, what would you do if you got it? Well, let's get it first, then we'll decide. Then we'll ask God for some wisdom. If you plan with your mind, it may not be what God wants you to do with it. Is that true? See? Hallelujah. Well, play spirit to spirit. Say, I'm a spirit. Life is in the spirit. God's spirit talks to my spirit. My spirit tells my mind. I must align my mind with the word of God. It's rebellious towards God. I'm not going to listen to my mind. I'm going to bring forth the mind of Christ. And I'm going to be victorious in all the activities of my Father God for the glory of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Yes. You got to say what you believe. Amen? Listen to this now. Let's kind of worship him. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus. Of the King. Yes. Hallelujah. If you want prayer, come up here right now, quickly. If you have anything going on in your body or anything else, if you want just prayer, come up here now, quickly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We'll just receive from the Holy Spirit and impart it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Your presence, Jesus. Your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, your presence, Jesus. Your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Power! Power!
In Jesus' name.
Power! Power! Power!
In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Here she is, all healed up, Father God, in Jesus' name, the power of Jesus. Ooh. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. She got it again, praise God. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh,
power!
In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Power of Jesus! Power
in Jesus' name.
Power!
Oh, oh, the peace of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Power in Jesus' name.
Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, oh, hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the power of Jesus. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise. Who? Hallelujah. Raise your hands there. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, I break every bit of authority of Satan trying to come into her life. I break every authority of principalities and powers right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, coming upon her and rising up inside of her, Lord. We thank you, Lord. It's pure. It's holy. She's been accepted by Jesus Christ. I bind all guilt and condemnation in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that she's free now by the Spirit of God in Christ Jesus, free from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We give you praise and honor and glory right now, Lord, as the peace of God comes upon her, Lord. Oh, and stops every storm. The peace of God, every storm is gone in Jesus' name. I speak to every storm in Jesus' name. Peace, peace to those storms. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I touch my sister, Lord, and I call the power of God, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I touch my sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. God is raising some answers up. I can see some cards that are typed on, that are flashing before me. And God's going to raise up some things out of your spirit. This is what this means. Out of your spirit to give you some answers. And you're going to be able to, there's family members that need some answers. But they seem to be locked in some bad decisions. And God is going to give you the wisdom to give them the right wisdom so they know it's going to be truth. And the spirit of error is going to be bound from them in the name of Jesus. And you're going to be able to bring forth that which God is brought you and set them free. There's new beginnings that are going to start in their lives. You're going to see a change because God's in the changing business, and he's going to use you to speak with a very peaceful, loving tongue by the power of the Holy Spirit to free the captives, to bring them out of error, to bring them out of darkness, to bring them out of that place where they make bad decisions. And they're going to learn that there is a wisdom of God that will flow through you, but it'll also flow through them if they call upon it. And you're going to teach them that in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for refreshing, Lord, for anointing, Lord, upon my brother, Lord, and in my brother, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, there is activities of the Father God that comes through Jesus and manifested by the Holy Spirit that's going to be in his life, Lord. I call it forth and I speak it, Lord. I speak the refreshing, Lord, the anointing that brings peace and compassion and mercy, that brings the power of God upon his. See, Lord, he thinks at times that he has nothing to do for you, that there's no place that you could use him. Let him know, Father God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let him know by the anointing, Lord, that he's had many victories in his life. And let him look back and read into those victories. And let him see where you're taking him, Lord, from those victories to bring victories into other people's lives. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for these things will march out of him by the power of the Holy Spirit. For his tongue will be loosed, Lord, and his mind shall receive the mind of Christ, Lord. And he won't have to think, for what he needs to say, it shall be in his thoughts, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. I bind you, Satan. I bind those thoughts. I bind those dots in her mind in the name of Jesus. I free her in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that your peace belongs to her. We call upon the manifestation of your peace, Lord Jesus Christ, right now, all through her mind, all through her emotions, in Jesus' name. And Father God, I squeeze yesterday out of her life by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. I squeeze yesterday. She's going to put her hand to the plow, and she's not going to look back. Devil, you're not going to bother her no more. You're not going to chain her in any area, because the chains have been broken by the blood of Jesus, and she has been resurrected into his power by receiving him. And she'll learn the power, and she'll walk in it, and every bit of it will explode in her life, and she will soon find the answers by the Holy Spirit in her through the mind of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For it shall come, and it shall come quickly, in Jesus' name. Power! Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I touch my sister and my brother, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where it was a candle, it's a blowtorch now. Where it was a candle, it's a blowtorch now. You'll be able to burn many things out of many people by speaking my name, saith the Lord, because the Holy Spirit will be the purifier, and you shall lean more and more on him, and the power shall explode through you into their lives. And you'll see right before your eyes people's lives changed because you're obedient to the voice of God that rattles aloud, because you are in God's pasture. You shall hear my voice, saith the Lord. You shall hear my voice. And right now, Lord, I call upon the Spirit of God and call power in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. I touch this little one, Lord, with the healing touch of Jesus. The healing touch of Jesus. The healing touch of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the healing touch of Jesus. The healing touch of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. In this young man, Lord, new days will rise up, Lord, as early as tomorrow. Power! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, I speak the power of the Holy Spirit in this young man right now in Jesus' name. I bind every doubt. I bind every satanic power, every bit of darkness from his mind in the name of Jesus. I free him, and I speak the peace of God into his mind right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you're not going to bother him. Principalities and powers, your power has been broken by Jesus, and we stand under the blood covenant and the resurrection power, and I speak power into this young man's life, Lord, in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, the blessings of Jesus. The blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The blessings of Jesus. Whew. Oh, the blessings of Jesus. The blessings of Jesus. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Watch it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you and we praise you this morning. We praise you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We praise you for the virgin birth. We praise you for the stripes on his back. We praise you, Lord, for the blood he shed. We praise you, Father God, that he took it all for us, Lord. We praise you for the death. We praise you, Lord, for the resurrection. We praise you, Lord, that all these benefits are ours, Lord Jesus. And that we shall walk in them and take dominion. We praise you for the knowledge and the wisdom. We praise you and honor you with our salvation as you, Holy Spirit, are working in us, working out our salvation, being free, spirit, soul, and body. We shall walk, Lord, in the supernatural realm, and we shall learn not to question you, but we shall bring forth the Holy Spirit in us by his power, and we shall cause blind eyes to be opened. We shall cause the dead to be raised, Lord, as you instruct us to do so. We will cause leprosy to go, Lord. We will cause healing in arthritis, Lord, and cancer, and multiple sclerosis, in Jesus' name. We call it forth. We speak to those mountains, and we speak in the name of Jesus, and it will obey the name, because everything is under your name, Lord Jesus. So we stand in your glory. We stand in your peace. We stand in your gifts, and we stand in the ready position to be moved by your Spirit to do the work that you said we could do in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The impartation, Lord. The impartation, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Fresh oil running all through him, Lord. The purifying power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. This man of God, Lord. Rise him up. Rise him up, Holy Spirit, that he may walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, praise God. I'm the new wine. When he turned the water into wine, I was there. If I wasn't, he'd done it later on. I'm the new wine. You the new wine? Let somebody get a good drink and get drunk of the Spirit through you. The Holy Ghost anointing coming upon them. Hallelujah. Say, I'm the new wine. See, I got my hand on the plow, and I ain't looking back. I got myself fixed on Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, my God. If he just sends some more people, Lord, I can minister some more. My God. Certainly we can handle more than this. If I can't, you can, Jesus. Amen? Oh. Did you hear that? Shake someone's hand and say something nice. Praise God.